The CDC has just released some great news in the fight against COVID. 72,000 Americans have undied of COVID-19. Now, I am certain these people did not come back to life, and I'm pretty sure that these people never died in the first place. But the one thing that I now know for sure is that they did not die of COVID. Last week, without really much of any explanation, the CDC lowered the total COVID death count by a lot, not just by a few people, stray numbers here or there. They lowered it by more than 72,000. That includes around 24% of pediatric deaths. When asked how they got the count so incredibly wrong, the agency blamed the algorithm. They said, oopsie daisy, a coding logic error caused the artificially high number. Now, if you had suggested, if you had maybe just raised the possibility that possibly the official COVID death numbers were being exaggerated over the past 2 years, you would have been accused of spreading dangerous misinformation. You could have been kicked off of social media, kicked out of the public square. You would have been called a danger to society. You would have been called a murderer. You would have been blamed for other people's deaths. You would have been right. But that wouldn't have mattered, because the definition of misinformation today, according to big tech and even our government, is so broad that it even includes true information if that information is inconvenient to the political goals of our ruling class. I'm so glad that you liked that clip. I did as well. If you want to get all of the episodes, you got to subscribe, ring that bell. Head on over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play. Great place to subscribe to The Michael Knowles Show. Leave a 5-star review. And also head on over to DailyWire.com. Check out our new 3-part docuseries, Fauci Unmasked. You will get the true, never-before-seen story of Dr. Fauci's rise to power and maybe how to stop it from rising to power again. We'll see you next time.